Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
He's been behind bars since 2015, but Suge Knight has struck a plea deal in the murder case of Terry Carter. Now, Suge was facing life in prison for killing Carter back in 2015 in the parking lot of Tam's Burger up in Compton. He also ran over Claybone Sloan, who was injured but survived. Suge maintained that he wasn't trying to hurt Sloan or Carter and says he was trying to escape after believing they were both about to shoot him. Well, Suge has been behind bars, like I said, awaiting trial since that incident. And when the plea was unveiled in court, it seems that Suge will end up spending 28 years in prison after pleading no contest to voluntary manslaughter. The 53-year-old will, of course, get credit for time served. He was also on a 3-year parole after serving the prison sentence. And his sentence is, you know, typically a manslaughter, you get less, but because he had prior felonies back in 1997, he also got an extra 5 years. And because his car was considered a weapon, he got an extra year for that. So, the bottom line to all of this is, all the people who thought they might be in danger if Suge is released anytime soon won't have to worry about it. Not at least for the next 28 years. Whew, I know they're glad about that. And the father of an NBA star, Richard Jefferson, was killed in a drive-by shooting up in Compton on Wednesday evening. TMZ Sports reported that 65-year-old Richard Jefferson Jr. was in front of a liquor store in a residential neighborhood at around 6 p.m. in the evening when some vehicle rolled up and somebody inside opened fire. He was struck multiple times in the torso and was transported to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. Now, Jefferson Sr. was with two other men at the time of the shooting, and it's unclear if he was the target, but they are investigating this. You know, his son, Jefferson Jr., was born in South Central, but his mother and father split when he was very young, and his mom took him to Phoenix, where she raised him with her new husband. I'm so sure he's happy about that, but we do send our condolences out to their family. Ooh, and Beyonce has found herself in a little bit of a brouhaha. Her former drummer, Kimberly Thompson, that fierce girl on drums, has requested a restraining order against Bey because the drummer claimed that the singer practices, quote, extreme witchcraft. And according to the lawsuit, the woman says Beyonce has allegedly been using her magic to run surveillance and control of Thompson's finances. Okay. She also says that Bey practices dark magic and magic spells of sexual molestation, and that Bey also killed her cat. Okay. Nobody is talking. Neither Bey's reps nor Thompson's reps are commenting on this, but I am. Let's just file this under really weird. And by the way, the judge did not order the restraining order against Beyonce, because I think the judge realizes this woman is probably cray-cray. Just saying. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.